This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is Family Time on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Juliet Jacobs. So Family Time is our fortnightly series done in collaboration with Happy Go KL, a website by families and for families. And on today's episode, we are going to be exploring diving and snorkeling for the kids, which is a great activity for the whole family to do together. But what do you need to consider before starting your kids on this? And joining me now to discuss this is Antonia Anderson from Happy Go KL. Welcome, Antonia. How are you today?
Hi. Thank you. Nice be here. I'm fine.
So snorkeling, diving for kids, you know, I think a lot of people think as soon as they have kids, that's an activity that's not going to happen.
Yes, absolutely. That was certainly my view when we had children. As a family, always enjoyed water sports. My father, he had boats, and we always as children grew up in the water, especially around Asia. So we enjoyed snorkeling, wakeboarding, diving. And as soon as the kids came along, I think we made that assumption too, that that side of our holidays was going to take a back seat until they were old enough to join in themselves. But we discovered actually it was the opposite. We've enjoyed bringing the kids with us regularly on diving and snorkeling holidays.
Okay. And I guess, you know, most parents will wonder, what is that golden age where children can be actually brought in? How was it like for you and your kids?
Absolutely. I mean, ours joined us as toddlers, not necessarily diving, but definitely snorkeling.
Okay.
We always took them on snorkeling holidays with us when we used to wakeboard. You know, it was always a family-friendly thing. But I think the key is finding the right places to take them.
And how did you sort of introduce them to the water, you know, introduce them to all of that, you know, it's quite frightening,
I
suppose.
I think it's very daunting. Yeah. Snorkeling isn't quite so bad, but I think diving, especially as parents, it goes against your instincts to send children meters under the water. You know, we weren't born with gills. Of course, it's always a controversial subject, and at what age should we take them? We introduced ours, it was snorkeling was the intro for ours. We had a son who really didn't enjoy snorkeling, was petrified of putting his face in the water. Our daughter, on the other hand, absolutely loved it and was like a fish. We took them both. I think just give the kids time, let them enjoy it. And like I say, finding the right location. We always tend to choose resorts that have house reefs. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think that's key. Somewhere where you can snorkel straight from the beach. So they can be building sandcastles, heading out for a snorkel, coming back, having a snack, going back. And it was advice actually from a dive instructor. We were on holiday and they'd said, you know, we have these trips tomorrow. Would you like to bring the children? And I said, no, our son doesn't enjoy snorkeling. And they said, but he doesn't have to snorkel to go. And this was like a eureka moment for me. I suddenly realized, hang on, he can come and not snorkel. I didn't realize. So we used to put a life jacket on him. He would have his snorkel mask and he would snorkel. He would just come between my husband and I as we snorkeled. And he would every so often put his face in the water, sometimes not. So, you know, and it just started like that. And we just did it very slowly with both of them.
Yeah, I guess at their own pace, at their own comfort level,
absolutely,
that's most important, right?
Yes.
And for parents who are thinking about it, I mean, what sort of assessments do they need to make about their child's health, for example? You know, are they actually medically fit to dive? Things
yeah.
like that.
So diving, I think, is a different thing and you definitely need to take far more into consideration. I think when our daughter, she'd always loved snorkeling, we then decided we were going to allow her to do the Bubble Makers course. So okay. they can begin when they're 8 with PADI, and I think SSI is the same. That's the other major
dive schools
right? that you can attend. With us, I think it's a controversial subject even among dive schools themselves. What age should children dive? And for me, it was finding the right instructor, a house reef. You have to consider the kids are going to be underwater. They cannot communicate. They're going to have mouthpiece in.
Yeah.
So you need to make sure, are they confident enough to make those judgments? Can they focus for long enough to do the safety briefing beforehand? Mm-hmm. Are they mature enough? Do you trust their judgments? You know, just because they're a daredevil and they're not going to be scared doesn't necessarily mean they're ready to dive. In a sense, that can be more worrying. You mm-hmm. know, you need to make sure, are they emotionally aware of their safety? And thinking of lungs and things like that, we have to worry about, are they physically developed? So are they physically fit enough? Do they have health issues? Have they been suffering from chest infection? You know, these are things I, as a mum, would naturally worry about. And I think the most important thing is if you have any concerns, you ask your dive instructors there, and they should be accepting of all of your concerns and should be explaining to you what should you be thinking about, what should you be worried about. And I think if a dive instructor said, oh yeah, of course, you know, they can do it at any age, don't worry about it, that for me would be worried. You know, I want them to ask me about my child, you know, are they comfortable in the water, can they swim? Yeah. All of these usual questions.
And I think another important question would be, you know, how comfortable are they with strangers? Because it's not going to be you, the parent, training them. It's going to be a stranger, correct?
And, absolutely.
And underwater things are so different.
Yes.
You know? So they need to have that kind of confidence, I suppose, as well. And that sort of, I guess, maturity to take instructions and understand, you know, something that's not coming from their parents as well.
Yes, absolutely. Again, that's why when we did it, we always chose to do it from a house reef. So we were on the beach. So we watched them go in the water, and they do it in general. The instructors will normally do it in very shallow water early on. They're not going meters under the water, especially to begin with. So I love the fact that I could watch the whole thing. And if I really wanted to, you know, I could have swam out there to watch them and to be there, which is always reassuring as a mum that I'm right nearby. And they will do safety briefings and things. So again, just making sure that they're capable of retaining that information and understanding it.
So you said your daughter was 8. So I guess your son and daughter, I mean...
She was 9 when she first went. We were told she could dive from 8. She could do an intro course, but it was just fluke. We were on holiday when she was 9 years old. So that's when we allowed her to join in with us. And I went and did my first intro dive at the same time.
Okay, wow.
As her there. So, I mean, we did it separately, but we did it on holiday as a family. We'd done bits before previously with Dad, but that was our first official introduction to diving. And we decided we did it first, and we were very comfortable with the instructors and trusted their information. So we then decided to allow the kids to join in as well.
To join in as well. So is it the same as adults? You know, they go for the classes. There's a certification process as well involved.
Yes. Yes. Or in our case anyway, I can only speak from our experience. Our daughter did the Bubble Makers, which is the first PADI certificate for young children, and she loved it. But yes, you're correct, they did the safety video, the same briefing as adults would go through, the explaining of equipment. So I think it is quite a big process. They need to be quite mature to understand it. So I think you just need to judge your own child, and do you think they'll be comfortable with it?
Okay, and I think another question many parents will be wondering is also the costs involved, because there's a lot of gear that you need to get as well. Or is that, can you rent those things? How does it usually work, especially for kids?
It varies vastly between dive centre to dive centre. Our main experience has always been in Malaysia, where the courses themselves are very reasonable. Most of the dive gear will always be included. You can be completely kitted out by them. You'll just need your swimwear. In my family's case, we always choose to take our own masks.
Okay.
Eye masks are the one things that often, in my experience, can be hard to make sure they fit properly. And I just love that we all have our own snorkel mask that we know fit securely. No water gets in or out. So we choose to bring those with us, but it's not necessary. You know, most of these places you can turn up, and as long as you have your swimwear, that's all you're going to need. You're good to go.
So where are some nice places that you guys have actually gone to as families? You know, I suppose family-friendly scuba sites.
Yeah. Yes. So I think there's dive centres all over Asia. I mean, we're really blessed here with the amount of variety there is. But the biodiversity in Malaysia is really good. I think you really don't need to go far from KL to find good dive spots. We have always chosen, our favourite one was definitely the Rimba Resort down on Pulau Sibu. Just off the east coast there in the south of Malaysia. Really nice. And they have the dive centre as part of the resort. The staff are there. You get to know them over the week. It's a very small, niche, family-friendly resort. And there is a house reef just from there. They also do boat trips and different snorkeling and dive trips that you can do. But they were the ones, it was Adam there who really put our mind at rest. And when our kids were toddler, I mean, our son was a toddler when we first went, and it was him who said, bring them on the boat, bring them along, take them on the trip. They don't have to take part in everything. And they have really friendly staff there that even looked after our kids on the beach while we went off and snorkeled.
Oh,
and
lovely.
As parents, we would just take turns in the early days when they were babies. One would go on a trip, one would stay on the beach
yeah.
and vice versa. But again, I think it's finding the resorts. We also really enjoyed Parentian. It had Tuna Bay was a fantastic one for kids, the same setup. The House Reef with the dive centre right there, so that if there had been any problems at all with the kids, we were right there. They could take the kids straight out the water, come and find us. Luckily, we didn't have to do that. But it was really comforting to know that, we were all close by. So I think for me personally, my best advice would be find somewhere where it's all done on site. You can communicate with the staff. And even, especially if the dive centre is there, where you're located, you can chat to other parents. You know, you'll see them with their kids doing the courses and you can say, how did you find it? How were the staff? Or when people come in off a dive boat, oh, did you bring your children? How did they find it? That's all really helpful. And I think if it's a family-friendly resort, in general, the dive centres there are very kid-friendly and should make it easy for you.
Okay. All right. And so I guess, you know, start them with snorkeling and then kind of move your way up to the diving. That would be the best advice as well.
I think so. I mean, you know, you want your kids to be confident in the water. And if they're scared of snorkeling on the surface, in my kids' case, I don't think there's any way they'd be willing to go underneath. So yes, confident swimmers, good in the water before I would try introducing diving.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That was Antonia Anderson from Happy Go KL with some good advice on how to get your kids started in diving. And if you'd like to find out more, you can go to the Happy Go KL website and there are lots and lots of articles there. So do look for Antonia's name. And if you're looking for some things to keep the kids occupied with, lots of events happening and lots of places to go, the Taman Tugu Trail has opened. And this is 2 kilometres of trails, finally open to the public at Taman Tugu. And it's located to the north of Taman Botani Perdana and it's suitable for everyone. So if you want to ease your kids into hiking and going on some nature trails, this is a good way to start. Over at Borders in Bangsa Village 2, there is a Roald Dahl storytelling event. So this is an hour-long storytelling for the young and the young at heart, and that's happening on the 29th of September at 3 p.m. If you're looking for some theatre, there's a puppet theatre for kids event happening, The Man Who Planted Trees. That's an inspiring story of a shepherd and his dog who plant a forest acorn by acorn, transforming a barren wasteland into a living forest. So this award-winning production is suitable for children aged 6 and above, and that's happening over at PJ Live Arts from the 8th to the 13th of October. And still on kind of a nature theme, there seems to be a lot of nature theme things, this obviously showing my bias here. There's a River Scientist program by NEC that's happening over at the Frim M&S Nature Education Centre at Frim in Kapong. What happens here is during the day, the kids will get to know about fresh water ecosystems, and participants will be given water monitoring kits and they will ask to examine the water quality with the guidance from facilitators. Additionally, they'll be catching things that live in the water. So that's happening on Sunday, the 7th of October from 9 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. It's suitable for kids aged 5 to 12 years old. And there is a cost involved. It's 85 ringgit for the first child and 65 ringgit for the second, third and fourth child. And it's 45 ringgit per parent. And finally, over at MPO, Malaysia's favourite twin, Upin and Ipin, make their very first appearance at Day One Philharmonic Petronas. So there'll be screening of colourful animations with live music by the MPO. So that's happening on the 14th of October at 2:30 p.m. and another show again at 4:30 p.m. That's over, of course, at Day One Philharmonic Petronas. So that's it for this week. As always, if you'd like further information on all the things we've spoken about today, do head to happygokl.com. This has been Family Time on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.